Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 23rd of June 2025. Today's topic is finishing well and strong. Our text today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 through 8. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Starting well is good. Finishing well and strong is epic, says Robin Sharma. It means that good starts are wonderful and exciting, but the important thing is to finish well and strong. In Christian life, you will notice that a good start is often not enough to get us to the finish line. This means that starting strong is no guarantee for finishing strong. Indeed, many young people are excited to start a race, but not all who start well finish well and strong. Some drop out of the way for several reasons. From your college experience, you will notice that not all who participated in the matriculation graduated with the rest. Some had referrals in one or two courses, while a few others felt college was not for them and withdrew from it. The same happens in Christian life. Some youths are sure to make the final team for heaven, but remember, others started well, but have drawn back to perdition because of worldly lusts. Do not allow sin to pull you down, but ever press towards the mark. Quote for the day. Do not allow sin to pull you down. The challenge for today is: the spiritual race is not for the double-minded. Prayer. Father, help me to keep my eyes on the mark. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.